Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Weave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Wowee, look at you.
I just did.
Jack, you got a big date?
With a little luck, Larry's taking me to check out a new singles bar. Hoo-ah.
You guys got all the luck. You don't have to just sit here and wait for the phone to ring.
Is that what you're doing?
Personally, I don't care if anybody calls or not. I'll get it! I'll get it! I'll get it. Oh, hi, it's you. Yeah, Larry, sure. Okay, yeah, I'll tell him. Bye. Hey, Jack, Larry wants me to tell you that he's going to be a little bit late getting down here.
Hey, Janet, you shouldn't be stuck here at home. Why don't you just pick up the phone and call somebody?
What do you mean? Call up a man and ask him out? He'd think I was desperate.
No.
He'll just think you're after his body.
Yeah.
No, I'm only kidding, so you don't want to call, okay? Why don't you, you know, go down to the Regal Beagle? There are a lot of single guys there.
To pick up a guy?
No, Janet, to mingle. That's how you meet guys. Look, you just mingle, you know. Hi.
Hello.
Oh! Did I bump you? Oh, excuse-moi.
My name is Janet Wood. What's yours?
Ow.
That is ridiculous.
Well, it always works on me.
Anything works on you. You know, Jack, there is this one guy that I'd kind of like to meet. It's that new bartender down at the Beagle.
Oh, that guy, Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Well, look, if you like him, why don't you go on down to the Beagle and start talking to him and then casually ask him out?
Jack, I am not going to ask a man out, and that's final.
Okay, forget it. I'm not going to say another word,
Thank
all right?
Thank you. Please don't.
Sorry I'm late, but my blow dryer shorted out, and I had to dry my hair in the clothes dryer.
What?
Yeah, works great, but it sure gets you dizzy.
Well, that explains a lot. When you get in here, I'm trying to convince Janet that it's okay for her to ask a guy out.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, it's okay, Janet. You don't have to be embarrassed in front of me. It's no crime to be desperate.
What did I tell you?
You stop kidding around. Janet really thinks that a woman shouldn't ask a guy out.
I'm sorry, pal. I'm going to have to go along with a little woman on that one.
See? The little woman.
The whole idea is ridiculous. Do fish go angling for the fishermen?
Who are you calling a fish?
Now look, besides, women start asking men out, and next thing you know, they'll decide where they want to go and how much to spend.
And pretty soon they're going to want the right to vote.
Exactly. All right, look, you have your little joke, but that's the way the world is. I mean, the man makes the choice, not the woman.
Oh, really, Larry? Well, in that case, you had just better keep your eyes on this woman. Because I'm going to go down to the Regal Beagle, and I'm going to get a date with that bartender if I have to drag him out of there myself. Oh, Jack!
Me? Excuse me.
Jack! Please don't tell anybody about this.
Why?
Oh, I just feel kind of silly.
Okay, okay. Boy, I hope you get a date soon. You really are tense. Look at all that tension.
Can we get going? I mean, all the live ones are going to be taken. Let's go.
Move.
Hi, guys.
Bye.
Wait a sec. Where's Janet?
Oh, she's in the bedroom getting ready. She's in the bedroom getting ready to go down to the Beagle to unwind. She's really tense and she has to relax.
Oh, poor Janet.
But don't say anything about that to her, will you, Terry? Come on, Larry. Moving out.
Terry, hi. I didn't even hear you come in.
Hi, Janet. Hey, Jack said that you were going down to the Beagle. Do you mind if I tag along? Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, I...
Wait, let's go.
Oh, no, Terry.
Yes, come on.
Wait.
No,
hang on a second.
Ball,
I need to... Don't
you worry about it.
Terry.
Janet, would you just relax?
That's easier said than done.
I understand. Jack told me why you're here.
He did?
Oops, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to mention it.
That big mouth.
Would you just forget Jack? Now, why don't we just sit here and relax? And why do you keep looking at that bartender?
Because I'm thirsty.
Why don't you just go up there and tell him what you want?
You really think I should?
You'll never get what you want if you don't ask for it.
Right. You are right. I'll just get right on up there and do that. I'm going right up there. Hi, Bob.
Well, hi,
Janet.
Hi, Janet. So what's your pleasure?
What do you mean?
What do you want to drink?
Oh, right. What do I want to drink, right? Two white wines. Well, they're not both for me. And one's for my friend, my girlfriend. I have one. She's right. Terry, hi. She's right there. You could just put that right on my tab. That would be Janet Wood's tab. J-A-N-E-T.
Did you want anything else?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. There was this one small item. You know how sometimes a person likes another person?
Mm-hmm.
But they really don't know exactly how to tell the other person that they'd like to go out with them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I knew this wasn't going to work. I should have never listened to her. See, my friend told me to come over and talk to you, and I'm real embarrassed.
Oh, now I understand.
You do?
Yeah, and you shouldn't be embarrassed. I mean, actually, I'm very flattered.
You are?
I am. I tell you what, you go back to the table. I'll bring the drinks over.
Okay. It's a date.
Well, did you get what you want?
I sure did.
Good.
Hi, girls.
Hi. Terry, this is Bob.
He's very nice.
Mm. Oh. Oh, hi, Bob.
Oh, hi, Terry.
He's the bartender here.
Look, I'm through for the night and I'm starved. Do you know any good restaurants around here?
Well, actually, there's a real great one just down the street. Right, Terry?
Right. Oh, yeah, great Italian food.
Well, terrific. So how about you and I grab a bite, Terry?
Are you all right? Oh, yes, I'm fine. I never felt better.
Well, yeah, have some water.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what do you say, Terry?
Well, as long as you're a friend of Janet's, okay.
Are you sure you're all right? Yes, please don't worry about me. You guys go right on ahead. I'm just fine.
If you say so. I'll see you home,
Janet.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Janet, and thank you. Janet. Well, how did it go tonight? Did you talk to Bob?
Yeah.
Did he ask for a date?
Yeah.
See, what did I tell you? Where'd you go?
To a movie.
All this time at a movie?
Well, then a long walk.
Ooh, that sounds romantic.
It might have been if I'd been with anybody.
Come again? I thought you had a date with Bob.
So did I.
What happened?
Hello, Esker.
Terry, I was asking Janet about Bob.
Oh, we had a fantastic time.
Well, that's not... Wait a minute. You mean you and Bob?
Yes.
Terry, Janet went down to the Regal Beagle because she wanted a date with Bob.
Oh, no. I didn't know that. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Jack told you.
No, I didn't.
Don't lie, Jack. Terry told me that. You told her. No, he didn't.
Wait a second. I know what the problem is. Janet, you told me not to tell anybody why you went down to the Beagle. So I told Terry you just went down there to relax. So when she told you that she knew, she really didn't know, only you didn't know that, and neither did she. You understand? Thank God. Excuse me, what about me? I deserve a hug because I straightened this mess out. Don't forget the kid here.
Uh-oh. I just remembered something.
Maybe I can help you forget. Maybe not.
Terry, what's the matter?
Well, you see, I told Bob that I would go out with him again tomorrow night. Oh. But don't you worry about it. I'll just cancel it.
No, come on, don't be ridiculous. Well, he's obviously interested in you, not me. Go out with him.
Janet, I couldn't do that.
Of course you could.
And you wouldn't mind?
Of course not.
Are you sure?
Don't be silly. Of course I'm sure.
Oh, good.
Do you believe that?
Believe what?
She's actually going to go out with him.
Janet, you told her to.
No, I didn't.
I heard you say that
Jack! I say a lot of things I don't mean. And I mean a lot of things that I don't say. And everything I say isn't always everything that I mean. You know what I mean?
No.
You know what your trouble is, Jack Tripper. You just don't understand women. That.
Oh, boy, am I beat. Oh, and I've got that date with Bob tonight.
You must have stayed out too late on your date with Bob last night.
Oh, I don't even know what time it was when I came in.
Well, nobody's keeping track.
It must have been after
1:25.
I didn't even notice.
What's happening? Nothing, just ha! I felt like going ha! Do you mind if I go ha when I feel like going ha?
Be my guest. You can even go if you want.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, Tara. Hey, how are my two favorite girls? Oh, I'll bet I know. Last night, huh, Pumpkin? Listen, kid, I hate to break this to you, but there are some guys out there who only want one thing from a woman. Frankly, if I can't get it, I drop her.
What are you babbling about, Larry?
Bob, bartender. Turned out to be an animal, am I right?
Not even close, Larry. Bob was a perfect gentleman.
Maybe she doesn't like gentlemen.
Hey, Larry. Jocko, what happened to you last night? I turn around, suddenly you're gone.
Well, you were having such a good time, I just figured.
Is my little buddy jealous? You should have stuck around. You know, I'm telling you, you shouldn't give up so easy. You would have met somebody.
I did.
If you wait, eventually they all flock.
You did?
Yeah. Donna, the tall blonde with the...
I remember them. Her.
Anyway, I'm going to see her again tonight. How'd you do?
Oh, great. I stayed till the end. I closed the place. You missed all the fun. I had a ball, a real ball.
You struck out, huh?
I like the way I put it better.
You're a real downer, Jack.
Listen, I'm in a hurry. I want to shave before Donna gets here.
This is really important. When Janet goes, ha, does that mean that she's angry?
Well, that depends. How many teeth we're showing?
What?
Well, see, if she goes, with no teeth, it's nothing. But if she goes, ha, look out. She's really mad.
I wonder what she's mad about.
Well, Terry, she's mad at you for going out with Bob tonight.
But she told me to go out with him.
And you believed her?
Of course.
Terry, you know what your problem is? You don't understand women.
What?
You see, Terry...
What I see is that Janet's angry at me and I've got to do something to patch things up. Oh, and I think I know how.
Good. Just remember, keep your eyes on her teeth.
Teeth.
Oh, look, if that's Donna, tell her I'll be out in a moment, all right?
Oh, all right. Oh, hiya, Bob. Come on in.
Hi, Terry. Listen, I got a great night lined up. There's a new jazz group down at the Funky Fox.
I can't go. I got a call from the hospital.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, I understand.
Oh, but wait. I have the most incredible idea. I know the most wonderful girl, and she loves jazz. And by some strange coincidence, she just happens to be free tonight.
I don't know.
She's beautiful.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Why don't you just sit down there and relax, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Oh, do you need to get ready for your date? I'll get out of your way.
No, stay. I'm not going out with Bob after all.
Oh, did he break the date?
No, I did.
Did you really?
But that's not the very best part. You see, I told Bob that I couldn't go out with him and that you'd be thrilled to. So it's all set. You have a date with Bob tonight.
You fixed me up without even asking me first?
Yeah, aren't you surprised?
And you went and told him that I would be thrilled?
Yeah.
Do I look thrilled? Terry, I can get my own dates anytime I want, thank you very much.
Well, you couldn't get one last night. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? You're absolutely right. Of course I couldn't get my own date last night. Not with you throwing yourself at him.
Throwing myself at him?
Yeah.
Well, I have just one thing to say to that.
What?
I'll tell you when I think of it.
Hi, gorgeous. I thought you were someone else.
I hope so.
Bob, right? I'm Jack Tripper. I share the apartment here. Sit down, please. Waiting for your date, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going tonight?
Excuse me.
Look, I sound like a worried father, don't I?
Yeah.
So where are you going tonight?
A local club. We won't be out late, sir.
I did it again, didn't I? Well, I better go see how Terry's. Excuse me, son. Terry?
Come in.
Bob's waiting. You playing hard to get?
That'll be the day.
Janet.
What? I just thought of what it was that I wanted to tell you.
What? Well, the same to you, Missy.
Hey, aren't you girls afraid your faces may freeze like that? Remember how your mother used to tell you your face may freeze like that? Although it is rather chilly in here. Look, why don't you two just calmly discuss this like adults?
It's all her fault!
My fault!
How could it be my fault? I didn't steal anybody's...
You have to get the doorbell, but keep talking. That's the way. Talk it out. Sanely, rationally. Good, I'll get the door. The girls are having a chat. Donna, come in. You look great.
All set for the big night?
You bet.
Bob, this is Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
What's that yelling?
It's nothing serious. It's just my roommates trying to kill each other. You don't have to stand here.
Oh. Boy, was Terry right about you. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I don't think so.
Do you ever go to the Regal Beagle?
Well, sometimes. You work there, right?
Yeah, part-time as a bartender.
Oh, yeah.
You make a dynamite pink lady.
Well, only for dynamite ladies.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, that's better. That's better. Now, why don't you both say you're sorry and make up?
I can't be sorry, Jack, because I didn't steal anybody's date.
She didn't mean that.
Yes, I did, Jack Tripper. I would never, never, never stoop that low.
You don't have to stoop, Shorty.
Shorty? Well, I've never been so insulted.
Terry, say you're sorry.
Fat chance.
Oh, come on. You can be bigger than her.
I am.
She did it again.
Oh, she did it again.
I get it.
What's so funny? Jack, stop laughing and tell us what is so funny.
You two, the act you're putting on. Oh, you really had me going. I actually believe the two of you were angry at each other.
What?
How could I ever think that two good friends like you would ever fight over a guy you hardly even know? It sounds so real. You stole my date. Listen, Shorty.
Well.
Listen, I gotta ask you one thing. When did you guys find time to rehearse all this?
We didn't rehearse it. No. We were just making it up as we went along.
I knew it!
Oh, gosh, Terry, we sure had him going there, didn't we?
We sure did.
How could I ever think that you'd get that upset over one lousy date? Hey, Donna, where are you going?
Out with Bob. Maybe another time, Jack, right?
But
we gotta hurry. We're gonna be late for the show. And Terry, thank you for fixing me up with a great girl.
Oh. You fixed him up with Donna?
No, I just was...
She was my date!
Come on, calm down. I mean, it's just a date.
She's not just a date.
Oh, come on, Jackie Poo. You hardly know this girl.
I know enough.
How can you get so upset over one lousy date?
She's not a lousy date. She's my date. Oh, Donna, that makes me so happy. You know, I thought I'd never see you again. This is terrific. Okay, tomorrow night at 8. And Donna, bless you. Donna.
Sorry. Donna.
What's the matter, Jack? You still upset about that girl?
Yeah. I'll never see her again.
Is there anything we can do to cheer you up?
I don't know.
Well, how about maybe a massage?
Well, might help a little.
You take the neck, I'll take the drumstick.
Divide me up any way you like. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed, 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 indeed. That's wonderful. Oh, I'll save your place, Janet.
Hello?
How's that?
Uh-huh.
It's too early to tell. Uh-huh. Hurry up, Janet. Terry's getting ahead of you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Who called?
Donna. She says that you should pick her up at 8:30 instead of 8.
No problem. Donna?
Video taped in front of a studio audience.